It sounds like the same argument for Loving versus Virginia, which was decided years ago between, you know, people of two different races. What's the difference here?
Well, I disagree. I think race is entirely different. I was at the Civil Rights Division for the Department of Justice for 7 years. I enforced our anti-discrimination laws. This is a passion of mine, and this is entirely different. This is entirely about religious freedom. It is tailored very specifically to the wedding context. And the
but religious freedom was also used in Loving versus Virginia as well. That they said that
yes,
the Bible says it was against two people of different races marrying.
Yes, and race is different. And this has nothing to do with race. And in fact, the words sexual orientation appear nowhere in this bill. It allows people to dissent in a very small context, small businesses, in the wedding service context, religious institutions, religious educational facilities, adoption facilities. It's very focused, very tailored, very balanced. There should be room for people of faith to express their beliefs and not be punished by the government. But
under the law, religious organizations will be able to deny LGBT people marriage, adoption, and foster care services, fire or refuse to employ them, and decline to rent or sell them property. It sounds like the same thing they did with black folks. How is this not discrimination?
Well, first, that's not what the bill says. The bill doesn't mention sexual orientation.
It doesn't mention that, but that's what
it would
allow.
LGBTC.
It may not specifically say that, but it would allow
but
for
the words
that
matter.
Because of the language.
Don, the words matter. That's what the law means. It's based on the words, and the words say it's focused on the issue of marriage.
No, but I
that's
think you're being disingenuous here, because
that's
the law...
The, it's
under,
right here.
Will you listen to me?
Says.
Under the law, religious organizations will be able to deny LGBT people marriage. Is that wrong?
No.
Okay.
The clerks are actually required to provide marriage licenses. If we're talking about marriage, that's already handled